Welcome to Blueprint Radio. I'm your host, Martin Williams. Here we help you create a blueprint for your life. So let's build.
And welcome to Blueprint Radio. My name is Martin Williams. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast by going to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, and SoundCloud. And all the links to the podcast can be found at guidedexpressions.com/podcast with an S, or in the description box of wherever you are listening to this podcast. So today I wanted to switch gears a little bit and talk about something that I read in the Master Key System. It's one of my core books that I read consistently to help me not only in my life, but also in my business. And I think it's something that will help a lot of people if they would read it. The Master Key System is in the public domain. You can download it pretty much anywhere just by typing it in Google, and you can download it and keep it on your computer or mobile device. And it's definitely something worth reading. It was written by Charles Honnell in the early 20th century. There was a rumor going around that many Silicon Valley entrepreneurs read this book. I don't know if that's true or not, but I certainly do think that it would benefit anyone going into business or just wanting to improve their life in any significant way to read the book. So I'm going to be pulling from that book from time to time throughout the podcast, because I think there's things that are pertinent, even though it was written almost 100 years ago. It's one of those timeless books, and it's very pertinent to what we go through on a day-to-day basis. So today's topic, I wanted to delve into what is regarded as day one of the Master Key System. So the Master Key System, it was sent out in weekly installments, right? And it was mailed out to people who ordered it. And so you would get, week one, and then week two, and then week three, and so on, right? So in week one, Charles Honnell talked about basically having an accumulative consciousness. And specifically, he said that much gathers more, and loss leads to greater loss, right? So everything that we attain in life, we attain by the mind, right? If you don't have what you want, it's because you haven't obtained it in your mind first. Now, if there's something that you want in life, you have to see yourself with it, right? And you see yourself with it, obviously, in your mind. So let's say that I want a new job, and I have to see myself with that job. I have to see myself working in that field. And I have to imagine that I'm living that life now to the best of my ability. Okay? And it can be difficult sometimes to see yourself in a better position than where you are now, because where you are now is so real, right? It's so, it's kind of taken over your entire, life, because it is your life, right? So, you may be in a situation where you can't find a job right now, or maybe you're working in a business, but business isn't that great, right? So that's reality, right? But you have to create a new reality if you want to experience a new reality. And the way you create a new reality is going into your mind and deciding, okay, I don't want to be, unemployed anymore. I don't want to be someone who has no business. I want to be someone who has a lot of business, a lot of clients, a lot of customers, which in turn means I have a lot of money, right? So you've got to create that new reality within your mind. Now, why do most people lose? Right? Think about it. Have you ever started something and then got distracted or sidetracked? It's probably because you didn't have the vision in your mind for the thing that you wanted to create long enough for it to be completed. You have to hold the vision every single day until that thing manifests. And once it manifests, then you don't have to hold the vision anymore, because it's here. It's a reality in your life, right? You don't need faith for things that you see, okay? I'm looking at this phone right now. I'm talking into this phone. I don't need faith to see this phone, because this phone is, it's right here. I can touch it, feel it, look at it, the whole nine yards. You need faith for the things that you can't see, right? So, you know, maybe you can't see yourself getting out of debt. Maybe you can't see yourself ever losing that weight or ever getting married or falling in love, right? You have to see it in your mind. You can't see it outside of your mind because it hasn't happened, right? So you have to create it in your mind, and you got to hold that vision, right? You have to hold the vision of the thing that you want long enough for it to manifest. So think of it like a portrait. If someone were painting you, right? If someone were creating a portrait of you, you would need to stay still so they could accurately paint the picture. So if you want that new job, if you want, you know, whatever you're trying to manifest, you need to hold the vision of having that job until it manifests, which is what I just said. Now, depending on where you are, it might take a day, it might take a year, right? But you have to hold the vision until it shows up, okay? You got to see yourself going to that job every single day. You got to see yourself working in something that you love. You have to see yourself with, you know, whatever it is that you want long enough for it to actually move into your life. So if things start to go bad, you know, let's say you're having a bad day, it's important not to start thinking along those lines, right? Because the world around you reflects your thoughts. Your thoughts lead the words, and if you think something long enough, you're going to speak it. So let's say you get a flat tire first thing in the morning. No one wants that, right? Or let's say that you get stuck in a ton of traffic. A natural tendency is to build on that negative outcome, which, you know, is a natural thing. It can happen to anybody. But the natural tendency is to say, oh man, you know, today's going to be a lousy day. I can already feel it. You know, I'm stuck in this traffic, you know, all these things are happening, and, you know, it's not going to be a good day. I know it. I can feel it, right? So you start talking along those lines, and then all of a sudden, it seems like the world starts caving in because, you know, you're building that negative momentum. And a lot of people do this unwittingly. They don't even think about it. You know, they don't even realize what they're doing until they get to like 12 o'clock and they feel like their world is ending, right? Because, you know, those thoughts just start piling on. And, you know, those negative thoughts, those negative words, they're reprogramming your mind all the time. Like, your mind is constantly being reprogrammed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The key is for us to do it on purpose. Most people are having their minds programmed, but they're either programming their minds in a way that they don't want to create things that they don't want, or someone else is programming their mind. But either way, if you're not programming your mind in line with what it is that you want, then you're wasting this valuable gift that God is giving you. God is giving you the power to reprogram your mind. But if you're not doing it on a consistent basis, or you're not doing it in a conscious way, you can keep yourself in negative circumstances far longer than you should. Okay? So, like I said, if things start to go bad, it's important not to reflect those things. The way you stop it is you either get off the subject of the negative event, right? So change the subject off the, you know, the flat tire or the heavy traffic or, you know, something that your boss is giving you, you know, 2 days to finish that would normally take 2 weeks, right? Get off the subject entirely, right? And instead start thinking of something about what you're grateful for, right? So, you know, you might be grateful for your family. You might be grateful to have a home to live in. You might be grateful that you have money in your pocket. You know, you might be grateful that, you know, you didn't lose your job during the pandemic, or you didn't get sick during the pandemic, and that your family was safe. You know, you might be grateful for a TV. You know, you might be grateful. It doesn't have to be big things. It can be small things, right? But if you just write down 10 things that you're grateful for in your phone, right? It stops the momentum, the negative momentum that was carrying you into, you know, a really negative day, right? You stop that momentum, you stop it in its tracks, and you can start building on those things that you want, right? Brian Tracy said that successful people think about what they want and how to get it most of the time. Most people don't think that way. Most people are thinking about their problems. They're thinking about their negative friends or family members. They're thinking about all the mistakes they've made. They're thinking about, you know, how much they hate their job, how much they hate their body, how much they hate their current relationship status. That's what people think about time and time again. But you have to think about what you want. And you got to think about the steps that you can take in order to get there. When you make that subtle shift into thinking along a more positive, more accumulative line, as opposed to just reflecting everything that's happening to you, you're going to start making changes. So my three takeaway points here are, number one, pay attention to how you think. Am I thinking negatively? Am I thinking positively? Am I thinking in line with what I want, or am I thinking in line of what I don't want? And then number two, think as if it will turn out the way you want to, right? So the first step is to pay attention to what you're thinking. The second step is to think along the lines of, this is what's going to happen in my life. I want, you know, what I want is going to happen, right? Start thinking that way. And then number three, when things aren't working, stop thinking about the thing that is not working, right? Stop thinking about, you know, all the negative circumstances, and instead write down 10 things that you're grateful for, and then get back to thinking the way that you want to think. Excuse me, the way thinking in along the way of what you want to happen. And when you start doing those three things and doing them consistently, you're going to notice a change in your life. So I want to thank you so much for tuning in to Blueprint Radio. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and share. And also don't forget to go to my website and check out more of what I'm doing along the lines of mindset training and mental programming. And I thank you so much for tuning in, and I will talk to you soon. Thanks for listening to Blueprint Radio. For more information on Martin Williams coaching and products, please go to guidedexpressions.com or visit me on Facebook as well as Instagram.